What up, Donut Squad? So this is a bonus episode podcast that you're going to get this week, and we're not going to do any editing. This is going to be a one take. We're going to talk for maybe 10 minutes, not even that, because we want to kind of pull the curtain back a little bit on why we decided to stop our YouTube channel for the year of 2019.
Right. So we will obviously be talking about it on the YouTube channel. There will be an announcement video.
You probably recorded it right now. You're probably coming from that to here.
Yeah. And we kind of just want to explain ourselves a little bit more. So it's not that we are, I guess, like quitting the channel. But we are definitely quitting for a year.
At least a year.
Yeah, so we're taking it year by year. We always, the agreement to start the channel was always to make sure that it never affected our family.
Negatively.
Negatively. If one of us ever felt like the channel was starting to, I guess, take over in a certain way. And I guess I don't think it took over.
But I would even call it negatively affecting our family.
Yeah. I think I guess if one of us ever felt burdened out or burnt out in general, and the channel wasn't
Let's start here. I know where to start.
Okay, go.
So we got a book about two months ago. And that book is Three Questions for a Frantic Family, because we felt as if we are a frantic family. Mm-hmm. It was part of this like initiative that we're maybe starting at my church, and they're like, Daniel, you should read it because you're a married man and have Anna read it. And we both read it and it was awesome. It's by Pat Lencioni, who's a Catholic like business guru. He's the freaking man. Mm-hmm. I really would love him on this podcast. Him and his wife, oh my gosh, that'd be amazing.
His brain is amazing.
Oh yeah. Part of the table group. He's so good. And when we read it, like it really affected us because like we could really identify with what the book was asking and like pushing this couple, this fictional couple too. And we are going to kind of have an episode about this. I want to have an episode about what we decided to do post this announcement. But I kind of wanted to talk about how it was the catalyst to us realizing after we came up with the answers to the three big questions, then you create a rally cry and then you create like specific objectives and standard objectives. And that will all make sense later. But the whole reason why I'm bringing this up is to say that that book is kind of the reason why we decided to take away our YouTube channel, because we realized that there are things that we need to free up in our lives. And the first thing that we realized that we could afford to essentially give up and tear away from our life was a YouTube channel.
Right. I think we have many, not projects, but many, awesome.
We're doing a lot.
Awesome initiatives within our family and things just in general, maybe not initiatives, but things that we're still working through that I think deserve more of our time and deserve more of our attention. And I think one of them is definitely family time.
Yeah.
We're also figuring out what it means to be two working parents. Mm-hmm. And so full-time working parents. And so that was a big one that we just kept coming back to in conversation, was like, if our time together is reduced, what is the best use of that time?
Yeah.
If we are working full time and we only have a certain amount of time to spend together as a family, is it just and fair to say that we are going to be filming during
and
the week?
Editing.
Right.
And editing. Coming and coming with concepts.
Right.
And because that's the whole thing is I feel like a lot of people don't know necessarily, especially in the Catholic world, what it does take to be a continual vlogger or like YouTube
content creator,
because we also have this podcast and we have all the social media that goes along with it.
Right.
Now, just to let y'all know, we're still having this podcast.
Yes,
this podcast is not going to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Now we are going to like take a mid-season break, not a mid-season, but a season break here towards maybe episode something that we'll decide later. It was something that, the behind the scenes logistics and coming up with content together and finding a time where together we can do it, because that's the whole big thing. Like if it was your thing or my thing, it'd be a little bit different.
Right.
Because it's the idea of two people who have a child and they're married and they're also full time and they're also this and they're also that and they're also this, finding specific time to do everything that needs to create a channel like that and keep it consistent in what I think, I'm going to pause what I'm saying right now. I'm also a little bit pissed that we decided to stop because of how good our channel's been doing.
Yeah.
We've been making such good content and like hitting specific, like really good, like topics that like really identify with the audience that we have. And like, it's been creating such great discussion on the comments. We won freaking the Fisher's Net Award for best YouTube channel for 2018, which luckily it's 2018 and not 2019, because that'd be really awkward because we're not doing any videos in 2019. And yeah, it's just really funny because like our channel, like we were on trajectory to hit 10,000 subscribers.
We're leaving the party at its highest.
Honestly, yeah, like we're kind of leaving at the peak of it. So I'm a little bit pissed about that, but at the same time, I'm like, it's for the betterment of our family.
Right, and I think one thing that we just keep going back to is that nothing is permanent, mm-hmm. And we both know that we still love the channel. And oh my gosh, I'm like getting a knot in my throat. Like we still love the channel. It's just
yes, finally, give me some emotion about the channel.
We're putting it on a shelf. We are not throwing it away. Mm-hmm. We're not putting it in the trash. We are putting it on a shelf, and we will again take it year by year. Heck, even month by month. If like in 6 months we say we want to come back, then we might come back. I don't know. Who knows? Like
what you know, exactly no. we're. Gonna I don't do. Necessarily know if I agree with that.
You want to stick for a year?
Honestly, okay. Like if we're gonna say something, I want to do it. Like okay. If we're gonna not do it for a year, now there might be a couple things like if we do have a child or if we do move, that I might want to make some kind of video for. Mm. But I still don't know if I want to post it during the year. Now the thing is I'll be doing some non-Catholic, most likely non-Catholic videos on a new personal channel that I'm going to create for myself. It's going to be interesting because I have no idea what I want that brand to look like, and it's going to be cool to kind of create that and work with that. We're still going to be doing this podcast. The only social media, that's the other thing, is that we've decided that we're going to take all social media away for TCC except for our Instagram. Yeah. We're going to keep our Instagram where we might post like some vlogs on IGTV and like kind of keep that as the main channel for communication for that Catholic couple and the Donut Squad.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the podcast is still under the Donut Squad name, but
right. Which honestly though, as you said all of that, it still sounds like we have way too many things.
Why?
It still sounded like, well, you're just taking away the channel, but you're still putting on more on your plate.
What? Well, what's the more?
Like you're still creating more on your YouTube channel.
But that's
like
what I'm saying. It's a lot easier for me to do it by myself because I'm not going to put myself on a schedule if I have to make 3 videos per week every single month. It's going to be, I'm going to work on a video. I'm going to work on it until I think it's great, and then I'm going to post it.
Yeah.
And whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't anticipate myself becoming, like, a quote-unquote YouTuber. I just want to start making videos again and, like, stuff that isn't necessarily just sit down and talk about a Catholic topic. Like, I want to create, like, kind of, not necessarily artsy, but, like, yeah, like legitimate videos.
There you go. I think that you needed to explain that a little bit more. Because it did sound, yeah, it sounded toward, as we were explaining
gotcha.
It sounded like we were just going to add more. We're taking away the channel, but we're adding these 5 extra things now, which is not the case at all. We're still going to be very protective of our time together, of our discipline, our order, our the projects that we want to keep doing in our home. And I call them projects, but they're more so like big rallying cries, big missions that we want to get done within our family.
Well, I think we can share at least the rally cry.
Yeah,
that we
came the first up with. Big one is that we want to get out of debt.
We paid about $10,000 off since from the filming of this podcast.
Right, and so
recording of this podcast.
So we that's our big one is that we are ready to we're in Houston now, which is the city we love, and we want to settle here.
Yeah, and like so, legitimately settle here.
And so getting out of debt means is one step closer to. Settling here
so
and finding
close.
A house and
so
just being where we want to be and living how we want to live. And so we're really excited about that, which also means that we can live more generously.
Yeah.
I'm just like excited to be.
Well, and I wouldn't say that the YouTube channel got in the way of that. I just think it was an extra thing that like took time, took energy,
right.
took focus away from some things that we need to focus on more.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to say this in the video, but like, our marriage is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Our family is wonderful. Our life is actually like amazing right now.
Right.
It's just that, yeah, we need to kind of pull some things away to really focus on some things to strengthen them so they're not like taken for granted.
Right. And I think one thing that I kept going back to is that like, I just felt like I personally, not saying that us, but I personally felt like I was, excuse my language, half-assing everything.
My language. You know what podcast
just,
we're on?
I just felt like I was being mediocre at all of my roles.
Thin.
And we were being very stretched thin. And I think it wasn't necessarily that the rally cry of getting out of debt was the reason why we quit the channel. It was more so that like I felt burnt out and exhausted from a lot of things that weren't allowing me to properly focus on the debt or
two
other things in our
correct.
Home. Yeah.
You're looking for the word overwhelmed, not burnt out.
Yeah. I was very overwhelmed. The second part, and that we really don't talk about too much, we have talked about on the podcast, but is I still feel the frustration of baby number two not happening.
Yeah.
And that is taking a lot more out of me than I thought it would. And it takes time. It really does take time and effort and focus to figure out what's going on, and really give your body proper attention and give our marriage and our sex life proper attention as well.
So down for that.
And I, and I don't think a lot of people talk about that, but I think trying to conceive is a big project too. And so as we're trying to get out of debt, we will also be trying to figure out where baby number two is and why, what's been going on. And so, we really love all of you though. We love our donut squad. Please know that it feels like a breakup, but we promise it wasn't, because we don't love you. It's not about you. It's about me. It's not you. It's me.
Yeah.
It's not you. It's us. We hopefully we'll come back soon. I mean, within the year.
Well, no. We'll see. So, okay. Yes. Once again, I feel like we're making promises that we don't know about.
I just know that
yet.
I want to come back. At least know that desire. The desire to come back is there. Correct. I just don't know when that would be.
Because I think, and I hope this is okay. If we need to edit it out, I will. But the only way that I think we're going to come back is if it's in Anna's desire.
Mm-hmm.
If it's Anna's desire for us to come back on YouTube, that's when it'll happen.
Right.
And
you're not pinning me. You're not pinning it.
That was a discussion and a thing
right,
that we came
and a mutual
to.
Decision that I think we both came up with. So,
I will say, so I guess kind of, because we're going to talk about this in the episode as well, so you might have already heard it, but if you haven't and you're just like, oh, what's this episode? We have decided that on January 7th, 2020 is when we will post a video saying, hey, we're back or not. And that will literally say we're going to take another year off or three more months and we'll come back, or we're not coming back ever and everybody should go over here and go there or whatever. Now the thing is our last project is going to be Seek 2019. So if you are going to be in Indy in the beginning part of January 3rd through the 7th. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you want to come see us, or if you're at Seek, let us know. Cause we would love to see you and have you be a part of the last TCC project for the long foreseeable future. We will also have a goodbye live stream, an hour live stream. We normally do 30 minutes, but we're going to do an hour live stream Thursday, January 10th. I don't think we have a time yet, be on the lookout for that. January 10th is when we're going to have the last legitimate TCC thing on our channel before 2020, even though that's going to be in 2019, but whatever. And I think that's it for everything of the it stuff for what we're doing. Yeah, so if you want to kind of keep in touch with us, stay on this podcast, obviously, but go over to @isineffect on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you want to talk about?
I think that's where they can find us and see how we're doing. We love y'all very much. Please pray for us as we take this year off. And just know that we are still praying and thinking about the Donut Squad, too.
Yeah.
Y'all
and we're not going anywhere on this podcast again. Don't worry.
Yeah, y'all still hear from us here.
Yeah.
So, okay. Bye, guys.